Well, I tell you what, I want to jump right on into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for those that have gathered here this evening with us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. And we give you glory. Thank you, Father God, that your word works in us mightily. It works in us mightily. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that your word is working here tonight as they hear your word and believe your word, stand on your word. Things will change for them, for all of us. Things will change, Father God, because you gave the promise, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. I'm still on the subject of the fact that we are in God's family. You know, if you're born again, you're in God's family. But I just was impressed of the Lord because I was going to take a little different direction, stay on the same subject, but take a little different direction. But I just sensed that this is the correct way to go tonight. Hallelujah. And I bind the devil in the name of Jesus for trying to hinder anything. We release him from that assignment right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And last week I wasn't here, and Brother Tony, thank you for standing in. Praise God. And I think the week before that we had some difficulties also. But I'm still on the same subject, which is God's family. If you're born again, if we're born again, we are members of God's family. And if I remember correctly, I believe I ended up last time talking to you about wisdom or referring to wisdom. And I think, I don't want to get my messages mixed up there, but anyway, this is where I want to go today, and this is what I believe the direction that the Lord would have us to go. And I have told you this much, that as members of the family of God, you know, that gives us certain rights and privileges. Glory to God. You can hear us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We released him from that assignment, didn't we? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So, you know, family members have certain privileges and rights because they are a member of any certain family. And so the same applies to us. You know, we are heirs of God and co-heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus left us an inheritance. Amen. You know, you receive the inheritance after the family member dies. You know, then you receive your inheritance. Well, Jesus left us an inheritance. He gave his life. He came and he died for us. Amen. But here's the good part about it. Not only did he die for us, he rose again to make sure that the inheritance is enforced. Make sure that we get what rightfully belongs to us. Amen. Because remember what Jesus said about our enemy, the devil? He came to steal. He came to kill and to destroy. Amen. But the word of God also tells us that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Huh? Yeah. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And now the Apostle Paul, I believe it was, made this statement. He says that we are not ignorant of his devices. In other words, we're not ignorant to what he's up to. You know what, folks? You know, now we're people of God, and we are a word people, people that love the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
But you know, the word of God tells us what God has given us, what he will do for us. It tells us about our future in him. It does all that and more. But it also, listen to me now, it also tells us about our enemy and what he's up to. All through the word of God, we are warned and cautioned about certain things, and being being wise and being sensitive, and know when something is not of God, being able to recognize, because the devil is a deceiver, right? Yeah, he is a deceiver. So God doesn't want us to be ignorant of what he's up to. He wants us to be well informed. Amen. We need to know what's of God, and we need to know what's not.
Amen.
You listening to me?
Yes.
I say we need to know what's of God, and we need to be able to recognize that which is not of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we need to know what rightfully belongs to us as believers. See, that's the reason the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, not just having heard, but hearing is continuous. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Listen. It's important, very, very, very important for me to know who I am in Christ, what he has given me. In other words, if it's in his word, I need to know it, and I need to pursue it, because God said this about his people. He said, my people are destroyed because of a what? Lack of knowledge. Amen. Because of a lack of knowledge. Now, having said all that, I forgot to take my watch off. Let me go ahead and do that so I know where I am. Hallelujah. Now, having said all that, I just want to share some scriptures with you from the Word of God concerning a subject that you probably heard all your born again life. And it's simply this: God is our healer. Do you hear me? God is, He is our healer. And healing is the children's bread. Amen. If you're a child of God, raise your hand. You know, hey, glory to God. Well, say this. Say, healing belongs to me.
Healing belongs to me.
Good health belongs to me.
Good health belongs to me.
That's the will of God.
That's the will of God.
For me.
For me.
To walk and live in health.
To walk and live in health.
Good health. See, that's an area of attack. Remember I told you from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter? Jesus warned us, He told us that Satan, the devil, comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, and to destroy. And if it's good, he wants to take it from you. He's like a bully, you know? If it's good, he wants to take it from you. But Jesus also said in that same verse 10 there, he said, but I've come that you might have life. Everybody say life.
Life.
Point at yourself and say life.
Life.
Say it again.
Life.
Hallelujah. Say this. Now, I'm letting you participate with me this evening. Say, I have, if you're born again, now if you're not born again, go ahead and get saved and join us. Or if you're out there, you get saved and join us. Say, I have the life of God in my spirit.
I have the life of God in my spirit.
I have the life of God in my soul. That's my mind,
my
emotions, and so forth. Say, I have the life of God in my body. Well, you may be saying, preacher, I hear you, but I don't feel like it. We ain't talking about feelings tonight. We're not talking about feelings. You may not feel like it. You may be hurting. But I'll tell you one thing, God's medicine will heal you. Because it belongs to you already. Now, these are familiar verses to you that I'm going over, but I got to be obedient. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to one that you most of you know very well. And this is in reference to our bodies here, 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter. You probably can quote it, and that's good if you can. But I want us to read it right now. 2 Peter. Like I said, we're working together tonight. Lift your hand again. Say, feed me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, in 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, let me see where I want to start. I'll just begin. I'll just begin in verse 23 for the sake of time. He said, who, when he was reviled, this is Jesus, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges rightly. Now look at verse 24. Who himself, now get this on the inside of you, who himself bore our sins. Isn't that great?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Who bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that's the cross, that we, having what? Died to sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Might live for righteousness. Now finish that verse, please. Amen. Yeah, you can make it personal. Yeah. By whose stripes you are, I were, that's past tense. Are you listening to me? By whose stripes you were healed. Some say Jesus no longer heals our bodies today. Oh, wow. If we believe that, we are missing out on such a tremendous blessing. By whose stripes you were healed. Now, I could continue, but I want to move on. Now, go with me to Isaiah, because the Apostle Peter here was quoting Isaiah. I'll begin reading verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now that tells us a lot right there. Did I not tell you the chapter? Chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1. I apologize to you for that. Hallelujah. All right, Isaiah 53:1. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Glory to God. It's been revealed to those that believe the report. If he promised it to me, and I believe it, and I receive it, I can have it. Let me say that again. If it's a promise from God to me, if I believe it and I receive it, I can have it. It can work and will work in my life. Let's read on verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. That's talking about Jesus. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Now look at verse 4. Surely, everybody say surely.
Surely,
he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. Are you ready for this? This is where Peter is quoting from. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And what else? And by his stripes we are healed. And by his stripes we are healed. Somebody shout amen. Glory to God. All righty, all righty. Now, let's go back to the book of Matthew. Get this in, on the inside of you. Whatever you do, get this on the inside of you. Now, Matthew chapter 8, chapter 8. And I'll just pick it up at verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. And what did he do? I can't hear you. Healed and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, listen to this now, he himself took our infirmities. Wait a minute. Let me think about that a minute. If he took our infirmities, and it goes on to say, and bore our sicknesses, then if it's our, it's mine. So we can grab a hold to that and say, this is mine. This is God's promise to me. Jesus himself took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. We're going to move on a little bit further. But I want to, you know, sometimes you have to show the enemy up. What he's trying to do is rock us to sleep. Rock us to sleep to where we miss out on what God has for us. Now, remember, Jesus purchased our healing just like he did our sins. Our sins were laid on him, right? He suffered so that we could be well. Think about it for a moment. We can get so much more done when our bodies are well than we can when our bodies are sick. Now, folks, we're just going to the Word of God. I'm just sharing with you the Word of God. I'm probably not telling you anything you hadn't heard before, but I'm just being obedient. Himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. So here's what I want you to do. In the last part of that verse 17 there, where it says our infirmities and our sicknesses. I want you to make this confession out loud. And where it says himself, I want you to say Jesus. Here's what I want you to say. Jesus. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Those of you watching online, I hope you'll join in with us. So I'm going to count to three, and I want you to voice these words from your mouth. One, two, three. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Jesus did that for me. Why don't you just thank him? We ain't going by feelings right now. We're standing on God's word. Why don't you just thank him for what he has done for you? Just give him praise for it. Let him know you appreciate him suffering so that we could be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, sir. We thank you, Lord. We're not going to stand idly by and allow the devil to steal from us what God has given us through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, while we traveling, let's travel a little further. Now we're going back into the Old Testament, book of Psalms. Psalms 103. Psalms 103. And I'll begin at verse 1 again. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let me stop right there just a moment. It's important that we bless the Lord, that we praise the Lord. Because in a time of trial, or you're dealing with some issue in your body, it's so easy to complain. You know, it's just so easy to just become negative, just complain. But the Bible doesn't say complain. The Bible said bless the Lord. Amen. Give him praise. Amen. Lift up your voice and thank him. Like them old saints used to say in the church that I grew up in, you know, if you got problems with your speech, if you can't talk, then wave your hand. Wave your hand. Bless the Lord. All right, let's read on. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Oh, y'all got that, didn't you? It didn't say some, did it? It says, forget not all his benefits. And I love this because he then proceeds to tell us the benefits. who forgives all your iniquities. Hallelujah. Now you ready for the next one? Who heals. There it is. There's that word all again. Who heals all your diseases. And we won't do it right here tonight, but I encourage you to read that 103rd Psalm. Glory to God. He heals all our diseases. Now, folks, well, before I move on, give me Psalm 103, verse 3 in the Amplified Bible. Verse 3. Now, look at this. Look at this. This is verse 3, Amplified. Who forgives every one of all your what? Iniquities. Who heals each one of what? All your diseases. You got to work hard not to understand that. But we are told to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. And then don't be forgetful for all that he has given us. Don't ever come and ask me to pray for you, for God to heal your body if it's his will. We see his will right here in his word. His word is for his people to be well. Hallelujah. And to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Because we're in the world, we still have to walk by faith and not by our sight. We still have to stand on God's promises and refuse to step off and believe something else. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I think I ministered this to you the last time, if I remember correctly. We can enjoy these benefits if we'll just do what he tells us to do. If we'll just stand on his word. These things belong to us. Be kind of bad, Brother Jim, if someone gave you a brand new car, bought it for you, handed it to you, say it's yours. But some enemy of yours who's jealous try to talk you out of it. It's rightfully yours. It's been given to you. But they tell you, hey, look, I know you. I've been knowing you all your life. You don't deserve that. I remember when you did this, and I remember when you did that. You don't deserve this brand new car. But someone gave it to you, you know, and it's rightfully yours. You have the title to it, but your enemy keep trying to talk you out of it because he don't want you to enjoy that new car. Well, that's an example of how the devil operates in our lives. He tried to make us feel guilty. Hallelujah. Amen. He tried to make us feel unworthy. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I know. How many times have the devil told you, you are unworthy? I know how you used to be. This is what you did, blah, 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 on and on and on. And then get you dwelling on that stuff. But folks, can I say something right now? Can I say something?
Amen.
Please be careful what you watch on TV.
Amen.
Please be careful what you watch online. Because the enemy can use that to fill you full of doubt and unbelief to where you don't believe God. Please be careful who you listen to.
Amen.
I'm not going to preach you anything but what the Bible says. We just read it, didn't we?
Amen. Amen. All true.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Y'all still here? Thank you, Lord. I think I'm going to quit right here. I want you to meditate on that. Like I said, tonight I came in and I'm certainly planning to go in a different direction. And God wanted you to hear this again. Hallelujah. Receive it. Walk in it. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word that will never return to you void.